our Lord points out, broader sense of the term, brother, sister, mother, dividing it in terms of doing the will of God. Whoever does the will of God, as I am doing the will of my Heavenly Father, is my brother and sister and mother. That we reflect upon Our Lady, especially when we meditate on the stupendous praise and love that she showered upon her dearly beloved Son and Savior, we can come to understand, and that she, not being reproved here, as so many seem to think, but rather on the contrary, she exemplifies exactly what our Lord means by being His mother, His brother and sister, in the broad sense of that term. That reminds us, or I hope it reminds all of us, starting with me, that it's so important to return the love of Jesus to Him. It is the one thing He asks of us. And to remember with St. Paul that is precisely in doing His will and keeping His commandments that we are able to, as St. Paul says, with Him, fight the good fight, to keep the faith, and the course successfully, as we're running in a race, as it were. Who wins? The one who comes in first. How many can come in first? Everyone who is the brother and sister of our Lord, who keep His commandments, do His will. Let us keep this always in mind, and no matter what the difficulties, no matter what the surprises life has for us, if we return our Lord's love, we will not find, not only will we succeed in running the good course, keeping the faith and coming in first, but we shall find that our joy is tremendous, and the crosses that we share with our Lord almost nothing. It is especially true in being ready to receive our Lord worthily in Holy Communion. If we run the race, keep the faith, and complete the course successfully in the footsteps of Jesus, we will have always, as it were, a closeness to Him, and we receive in communion a kind of foretaste of the joys that await us there. For your praise be Jesus, Saint Mary.
Oh,